الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Respected elders, brothers, sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today, inshallah, I'm going to take a brief moment to talk about the topic of reflection, which we do very little of in our day-to-day lives. Reflection requires us to stop, pause, think, contemplate, and improve our intentions, actions, and ultimately life. The world is designed to keep us busy, stop us from thinking and reflecting. It keeps us distracted and engrossed in work, power, wealth, and desires through constant bombardment of the media and entertainment, such that we can never escape from this world and breathe for just a moment of reflection. The world pollutes our minds and hearts to such a degree that it drowns us. Only with reflection can we change our state and become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Consider the TV, internet and radio. Everything is designed to make you mindless and not consider the greater questions and purposes of life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us repeatedly, He challenges us, He questions us, and wants us to think to become mindful of who we are and the world we live in. It says in the Quran in Surah Ghashiyah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبْلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ نُصِبَتْ وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ فَذَكِّرْ إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُذَكِّرْ. Then do they not look at the camels, how they were created, and at the sky, how it was raised, and at the mountains, how they were erected, and at the earth, how it was spread out? So remind, O Muhammad, you are only a reminder. It's clear that in these short verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to make us reflect on the world around us, so that we may contemplate on how the earth and its inhabitants were designed, and how they are with purpose, and that we can determine their purpose through contemplation and reflection, but also determine who we are and where we're going. And thereafter, we should remember our purpose and our destination, and act accordingly in our lives. Reflection itself is looking at what is and what was, and evaluating it. This could be the camel on the earth, or it could be your own actions, and it's something we should aim to do throughout the day. There are varying levels and degrees of reflection, and from the Qur'an specifically, I'm going to mention three words that are used. تَدَبُّرْ تَفَكُّرْ and عَقْلِ. In Surah Muhammad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Then do they not reflect upon the Qur'an, or are there locks upon their hearts? Surah Ali Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. Those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while standing or sitting or lying on their sides and give thought to the creation of the heavens and the earth, saying, Our Lord, you did not create this aimlessly, exalted are you above such a thing. Then protect us from the punishment of the fire. And finally, in Surah Nahl, وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ وَالنُّجُومُ مُسَخَّرَاتٌ بِأَمْرِهِ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْقِلُونَ. And He has subjected for you the night and the day and the sun and moon, and the stars are subjected by His command. Indeed, in that are signs for a people who reason. Perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses these different words to reach different people, as certain words may connect with people emotionally, spiritually, logically and intellectually. Ultimately, these words help to cause us to reflect, which is a state we should aspire to be in constantly. Reflection is all-inclusive to our entire life and affairs, and some people bring their reflection to fruition by starting off the year with the resolutions, and that is not necessarily a bad thing. Rather, it should be something we do regularly throughout the year to develop ourselves. I'll now shortly mention a few things that we could reflect on and try to improve on in the new year. Physical well-being is something we can focus on in our lives and in our resolutions. Allah mentions in Surah Baqarah, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ كُلُوا مِمَّا فِي الْأَرْضِ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. O mankind, eat from whatever is on the earth that is lawful and good, and do not follow the footsteps of Satan. Indeed, he is to you a clear enemy. Meaning that we should keep good eating habits and try to control, but not necessarily cut out, if not harmful every once in a while, any indulgences like junk food and desserts. We should also exercise regularly and sleep enough. Our body is not ours to abuse, and it's one of the rights of the body to keep it in good condition. And this is verified by the hadith in Bukhari, verily the body has a right over you. Fasting is also a good way of keeping good health physically, and this has been proven in recent scientific literature. And spiritually, it's from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to do so twice a week on Mondays and Thursdays. So it would be a good habit for all of us to implement. We should also take care of our emotional well-being, trying to limit anger, trying to keep patience and thinking before we act, so that we may calmly reflect, and because rushing and hurrying is from shaitan. Good company is also a good way to keep yourself in check, because often when we forget, others can remind us. And keep us in constant reflection of good things. This ties in with your spiritual well-being, because the company you keep will have an effect on your character. And this especially applies to us younger people. And so as an advice to myself and others, good company is imperative to have. As well as keeping good friends, for spiritual development specifically, we should aim to start everything with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This could be eating, this could be drinking, this could be exercising, studying, and even driving. We should make dua for what we want in this life, but also in the next. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Baqarah, He answers the call of the one who makes dua. We should also aim to read Quran, as it is a shifa and cure, not only spiritually, but also mentally and physically. And we should also aim to protect modesty, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Nur that the men should protect their vision and their private parts, and He tells the women to reduce their vision and not to expose their adornment and beauty. However, the biggest thing you can do for your spiritual health is pray, and that should be at the forefront of your mind throughout the day. We should also reflect on our actions in relation to other people. As soon as you send a message to your friend, think to yourself, was what you said kind and necessary, or would you have been better off if you had said nothing at all? And if you come to the conclusion that your statement was from the latter, it's okay to take it back and seek forgiveness, because after reflection, there should be an intention to correct and adjust. What you might have done in the past hasn't defined who you are, and it certainly hasn't in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's eyes. Sometimes you might be arguing with someone, your siblings or your spouse, and you'll say something in the spur of the moment that you know is incorrect or wrong to say. But you'll stick by it because it's what you said, and you will have lost the fight and argument if you take it back. That is arrogance and bigotry in the smallest forms. You should have the humility to be able to, if not at least in the moment, after things have cooled down, you should be able to realize and correct what was done. It's narrated in Tirmidhi, the wise person is the one who calls himself to account and prepares himself for the hereafter. The foolish person is the one who is following his whims and desires and only has hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After calling ourselves to account to prepare for the hereafter, we should make sincere tawbah and return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawbah, according to some of the ulama, has four conditions: leaving the sin, having remorse of having sinned, and having a firm resolve to never commit the sin again, and returning any rights if the sin entails the violation of others' rights. If one sincerely fulfills these conditions, then they can expect their sins to be forgiven. With tawbah comes a new beginning, and with a new beginning, we should move forward trying to do more good deeds to improve our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The new year can also be a new slate for you to make new goals for the year, but don't allow it to go to waste. Have a vision in mind, then realize what you have to do each month to achieve it. Then what you have to do each week of the month to achieve your monthly goal. And finally, have a daily goal to achieve that weekly goal. Make this daily goal a part of your routine so that it becomes as natural as brushing your teeth in the morning. You can do this by setting a time out of the day that you know you won't be busy. To summarize, inshallah, reflection is a deep critical analysis of yourself and what you want to become, and only through contemplative and meaningful reflection can we achieve greatness in our personal and religious lives. Let us not forget that it was through reflection someone discovered gravity when an apple fell, through reflection someone discovered electrons to create electricity, and through reflection someone discovered the camera lens via the eye, and it was through reflection in the cave of Hira that the Prophet ﷺ discovered his calling. If we can achieve so much through reflection, then why not in our religion, our relationships and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, that concludes the speech. Anything that I said which was bad is from myself, and anything that I said was good is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallallahu ala Muhammad وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.